From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The U.S. Air Force flew two B-1B bombers over the Korean Peninsula Saturday, accompanied by South Korean and Japanese jet fighters. This while the international community reacts to news that North Korea has tested another intercontinental ballistic missile, and U.S. President Donald Trump criticizes China for not doing enough to discourage North Korea. The U.S. Pacific Command said the mission was in direct response to North Korea's escalatory launch of intercontinental ballistic missiles on July 3rd and July 28th. Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says that police have foiled a terrorist conspiracy to bring down an aircraft.
Security personnel are on patrol at voting precincts in Venezuela ahead of the election of a legislative superbody on Sunday.
A woman who said that her son and husband were among those arrested has denied had any ties to extremism. Senior police commander said that the raids were allegedly linked to an Islamic-inspired plot, although no specific details of time, date, or location have been revealed. It has been reported that raids were not planned, but were rapid responses to a tip-off received by the police. Additional security measures have been put in place at Sydney Airport and have now been extended to other parts of the country. Authorities in Somalia said that a car bomb blast in the capital city Sunday killed six people, and the number of fatalities are likely to rise. At least 13 people were injured in the explosion in Mogadishu. Officials say the busy road was the site of the blast, the target and motive of the explosion not immediately clear. This is VOA.